Praise God. Amen. Thank you again for coming this morning. We're so glad to see you. Good to see my buddy Scott come in there. Amen. Glad to have you, Scott. Thank you for coming. Been talking to Scott, inviting him to the house of God. Good to see him here this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. So good again, Denise. Thank you for coming, bringing the girls with you. We're just glad you're here this morning, everybody. Glad to see that the Lord helped Sister Patty to get here today. Praise the Lord for that. Yeah. That's main talk, in case you didn't know it. All right, got to get with it here. Joshua 24:15. Good to have Debbie this morning. Thank you for coming. Joshua 24:15. I want to read 14 and 15. He said, now, Joshua 24, verse 14 and 15. Thank you again, Julius, for coming. Good to have you. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve you the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning for your word and your will and your way. I pray that you would touch every heart and every life and every soul by the hand of God. I pray, God, that someone here today, God, would heed the words of God and make a choice to serve the God of heaven. Lord, not just with lip service, but in word and in deed, may they serve the God of heaven this day. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Joshua is coming down to the end of his life. God has done a lot of things for them. He spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness, waiting for the promise of God. It's been about probably 20, 30 years or so since they've crossed over into Jordan. He's watched the walls of Jericho fall before them. They have conquered the land. They have divided the land to the tribes, and every tribe, every family has received a portion of the land. They have been blessed. They're living in houses they did not build. They're drinking water from wells they did not dig. They're eating fruit from trees they did not plant. They are blessed of God. Hallelujah. Now Joshua's coming down to the end of his life, and he looks over and he brings everyone to a place called Shechem, which was very hallowed ground in Israel. It was there that Abraham first heard the call and the promise of God. It was here that they buried Joseph when they came out of Egypt. Remember, they brought his bones. He said, when you leave this place, he said, make sure you get my bones and take them with you. And a lot of folks miss that, but I tell you, that's one of the most blessed things. Amen. He prophesied to them, amen, you're going to come out here. You're going to be strangers in this land 430 years. But keep my bones in a box somewhere. And when God brings you out of here, amen, the last thing you do, pick up the box of bones. I don't want to die in this land. I don't want to be buried in this land. I don't belong here. Take me and bury my bones in the land of Canaan. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! And so they buried Joseph's bones there in the land of Canaan. And this was where, when they got together, that Joshua had rehearsed the law of God and read it to him and had him come there and stand and listen. But he read the word of God to him, and now he calls him back. Gather him to Shechem. And he tells him, now listen, God has been good to you. God has blessed you. Amen. When you were in the wilderness, your shoes did not wear out. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Like I told you last time, I went to get my shoes soled and put heels on. The man looked at me and said, man, he said, you're hard on shoes, aren't you? I said, yeah, I am. Amen. So when I get to thinking, mine lasts about 6 months and they got to be saved again. I told that guy that did my shoes, I said, me and you in the same business. He said, really? I said, yeah, both in the saving souls. And anyway, like that? He liked it too. We're both in the soul saving business. So anyway, I gotta hurry on here. Just a little aside. I'm moving on. So anyway, he said your shoes didn't wear out. You're going to love this. Guess what? He said, your clothes, your garments didn't wax old. None of my wife's wax old either. My God, she got enough to last her from here to Canaan land. You know how it is. That's God. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only man like this, you know. But, you know, you got every time a wife brings us some more clothes, we have to get that like a power thing. But, press them apart, squeeze a few more in there, and then 2 Sundays from that, honey, I got a thing to wear. Maybe? Need these, baby? Need these here, honey? Yeah. I got a thing to wear. Oh, God, let's move on here before I get you all messed up. Their shoes didn't wear out. Their garments didn't wax old. He fed them manna from heaven, gave them water from the rock, and standing water from the flinty rock. My God gave them a cloud by day to shield them from the sun, turn it into a ball of fire by night to provide protection and heat and warmth. My God, he said, you never lacked one thing. While I was your God, while I was your guide, while you were depending on me, the food I gave you was full of all the nutrients you needed. There was not a feeble one among you. Hallelujah. My God, I don't know what they had in them wafers, but I'll tell you one thing. My God, with all these health shops we got, if they could get some of them, could you imagine advertisement? Canaan land wafers. Woo! Egypt manna for you. Amen. Oh yeah, my God. You know, my wife, she's in that vitamin thing. She, every day she hands me these bunch of pills, and this one's for my liver to make it quiver, and this is for my bladder to make it splatter, and this, you know, my God, you know how it is. Oh, dear Jesus, fish oil and liver and all kind of crazy. Not all you need these, honey. These will help kill the enzymes of fat and all your stuff. A few more of them, don't I? Moving on. Woo! You know, but I, oh, God, man, wouldn't it be great if we could just get some of them wafers, amen, whatever that was that fell down, white like coriander seed, tasted like honey. Woo! Mike, oh yeah, she's into the honey thing. She bought her a whole case of honey. And it's every day, come here, honey. You need this for you. Oh God, every time I sneeze, I run the house. The minute I sneeze, you haven't had your honey today. God have mercy. Woo! That's because you love me so much. I'm telling you now, honey, I just want you to live. What do you say with that, you know? Okay, darling. Moving on. Jesus. My God, I even got started. I got to get going. I got a lot to say here. So anyway, whoa, too many asides already. So anyway, wafers, water, man, everything you could think of was all right there at their fingertips. God, get now, listen, that's over. Here you are. You're in a land that flows with milk and honey. You've got houses. You've got lands. You've got wealth. You've got vineyards. You've got olives. You've got trees. You've got pomegranates, rivers, everything. But he said, I want to tell you about one thing. And then God did not bring you here just to give you houses to live in. God did not bring you through the Jordan at swelling tide. And then God did not bring down the walls of Jericho just so you could have a house and live in a fig. No, 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 no. God called you to be the light and the bearers of the oracles of God. You are to be the light of the nations. You are to be the God's people. You're to be the men and women that deliver the world from the power and the slavery of sin and the powers and the darkness of idolatry. Oh, hallelujah. Let me tell you something, neighbor. God has not blessed us just so we can drive new cars and live in new homes, although God wants to do that. I believe God wants to bless you. But, brother, we are to be the light. We are to be the salt. We are to be those that tell this world we know the Master. We know the Savior. We know the Son of the Most High God. Oh, hallelujah. I think folks that are saved ought to be the happiest people in the whole wide world. Yeah, I mean, that's my heart. Hallelujah. We ought to have a smile. We ought to have a song. We ought to have a hallelujah. Now don't misunderstand me. We all get the poochie lip disease every now and again. I told you about the poochie lip disease. Yeah, you loops. Yeah, we all get down. Don't misunderstand me. But my God, you know, some folks, dear Jesus, have mercy. I think if they had a smile, they'd think they died. Huh? My God, if they was about to get happy, they'd wonder what was wrong with them. Woo! Yeah. Hey, listen, my God, I'm happy. I'm saved. I'm on the way to heaven. I've got the joy of the Lord. That's my strength. God is my Savior. God is my Master. God is my Redeemer. God is my life. God is my strength. God is my health. God is my joy. I've got something to sing about. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Ah, glory. Julius, I don't know how many times I've been by your house, but have I ever come through there? No. My God, when I go there, amen. And I like that about you, sir. Preacher, man, how you doing? I like that about you. Got a smile. Praise God. Well, no, God, I got to hurry here. Hear the word. So, amen, I want to preach a little bit today in case of what I was going to preach on choosing your master. Choosing your master. Amen. Joshua said, I've called you here this day. And let me get to my point. While you were in the wilderness, really, all you knew was God. All you knew was Moses. You saw God come down on Sinai. Moses gave you the law for 40 years. Basically, you lived a shielded life. I mean, think about it. God fed you. God clothed you. God kept you. God gave you water for 40 years. All you knew was God. Now, he says, you've crossed the Jordan. Now, you've got houses. Now you've got lands. Now you've got your own existence. But you are surrounded by idolatry. Chemosh, Baal, Ashtaroth, the gods of the Amalekites. All of these nations had their own little gods, little idols, little statues, you know. They all serve some kind of god. Amen. Joshua said, now listen, you're going to make a choice. You're either going to serve the gods of this land, the gods of the Amalekites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Jites and the Ites and the Hites and the Jib and the Philistines. You're either going to serve their gods or you're going to serve the God that gave you manna. You're going to serve the God that gave you water. You're going to serve the God that clothed you. You're going to serve the God that loved you. You're going to serve the God that brought you through the wilderness. But you have got to make a choice. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. You know, we've got far too many people that what the world calls them amoral. A-M-O-R-A-L. Amoral. In other words, they are basically good people. You know, I don't steal. I don't commit adultery. I'm kind to my neighbor. I do good things. I serve everybody. But I just don't go to church. And I just don't serve the Lord. My God, that's not going to cut the mustard, neighbor. I'm going to tell you, you're going to make a choice. You're either going to serve the God of heaven or you're going to serve the gods of this world. You're going to, come on here now. I said you're going to make a choice. Matthew said, no man can serve two masters. You're either going to love one and hate the other, or you're going to hate one and you're going to love the other. You're either going to love God with all of your heart and all of your mind and all of your soul and all of your strength, or you're going to live for the flesh. You're going to live for yourself. You're going to live for your own gratification. But whoever you are, whatever your name, you're going to make a choice. You're going to serve one or the other. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Oh, yeah. No man can serve two masters. That's why I know for certain and for sure that no man could be married to two women at one time. I know that. no man can serve two masters. Hallelujah. Yeah, smile. God got your hand in camera, and I do too. Lord God, I got to hurry. Hallelujah. Let me move on here. Some of you look like you better pass out and give you a little lifeline here. Light you up a little bit, sweet you up a little touch here, so I can preach a little more to you. Woo! You see, man, listen, man is born to serve. There is something, now listen, there's something in man that realizes that there's something greater than him. You know, if you just got one brain cell, and it's just flickering on and off. You're just occasionally coming on and off. Amen. It's enough to understand that this world did not happen by chance. I don't know how many 2x4s are in this building. Let's say there's 500, okay? Let's say there's, 2,000 boards in that ceiling. Plaster, lath. Let's just say that we gathered all this material, okay? We gathered a roll of this cloth. We gathered some of these pieces of wood. Now, not shape, but just wood, just bare wood, okay? We gathered a bunch of 2x4s, and we gathered glass, and we just piled it in a pile. 100 years from now, 200 years from now, 200 million years from now, the only thing you'd have was all the wood to be rotted and a pile of glass here. Hello? Huh? No, behind this ark, behind this structure, there was an architect. Amen. Somebody built this church stick by stick, and somebody made this world and all that there is in, who made the stars and the sun and the moon and the heavens and the rivers and the oceans. My God, somebody made it, and his name is Jesus, the Son of God. And everybody realizes behind the creation there's a creator. And behind the design there's a designer. And so, listen to me. Men begin to search for a God. Men begin to look for something to serve. Oh, they look for something to fall down. They look for something that's higher than them. They look for something that they can worship. They look for something that they can adore. They look for something that will give them comfort. That will give them guidance. That will give them reassurance. That will give them life. That will give them mercy. Everybody looks for some kind of a master. Oh yeah. Hallelujah. The beauty of the plan of God is this. You get to choose your master. I've had a lot of people ask me in my ministry, Brother Marquis, if God knew that Adam and Eve were going to eat of the forbidden fruit, well, why did he put the tree in there? Huh? You know why? Because God said, you are going to have a choice. Brother Marquis, if God knew that drugs and alcohol and these things were going to destroy the world, why did he let this happen? Because you have got a choice. You were made to choose. You were made to serve. And then God will not force you to serve him. God will not force you to love him. God will not force you to make him your master, but you're going to choose a master. And brother, oh glory, whoa, you can choose the devil. You can choose sin. You can choose the powers of darkness if you want to. But Joshua said, ask for me in my house. We're going to serve the Lord. Woo! We're going to serve the God that meted out the heavens. We're going to serve the God that counts the stars. We're going to serve the God that rolled back the river. We're going to serve the God that gave us manna. I'm going to serve the God that gave me life. Choose whom you will. I'm going to serve the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, I've got to hurry. Listen to me. Every time you leave a service lost, every time you walk out those doors, you're saying no to the master. Huh? I talked to a boy yesterday. Lives right behind the church here. And I was just knocking on doors one day. And he said, hey. I know you. He said, didn't you used to preach at Mount Olive? I said, yeah. He said, I heard you there. I said, look, you little boy. He said, I used to hear you preach at Mount Olive at the youth camp. Woo! Oh, God. And I saw him yesterday. And I just felt led of God to tell him. I've invited himself. I said, Jason, we meet one more time. Woo! And I said, it's one more time that you're going to answer to the God of heaven that the preacher came by and invited you one more time to get right with God, to get back to church. Oh, my God, every service, every message, every altar call is one more chance for you to serve God. Every time the Holy Ghost moves, it's one more chance for you to make a choice to serve the God of heaven. Hallelujah. Millions, do you hear me? Are serving the prophet Muhammad. Allah is our God, and Muhammad is our prophet. It's sad to say that their devotion to their God, it seems to me, far exceeds the devotion of the church to our God. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The ladies don't care that they're going to wear burkas, cover their face, huh? Holding their eyes. No, they don't care. It doesn't bother them. Huh? You know why? They chose a God. That's what their God demands. Oh, yeah. Their men don't care that they twist their beards up, their hair up in a little knot, and wear them little old rags around their head. That don't bother them any. No? I mean, I'm not going to look like that. I'm just sorry. I ain't going to live like that, huh? But you know what? It don't bother them. When those men that hijacked that plane going to the Pentagon, as it was going down, you know what they were crying? Allah is great! Allah is great! Allah is great! Brother, they're willing to give their lives. They're willing to die as suicide bombers. And we won't come and sit in an air-conditioned church and say hallelujah, glory to God. There's no enthusiasm. There's no joy. There's no love for the God that made the heavens and gave us life. We ought to be singing. We ought to be shouting. We ought to be running. We ought to be saying hallelujah. I know the God of heaven. Ah, somebody say amen. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Ah, my God, I'm feeling better already. All I hear is, preacher, I think you get a little carried away. Oh, really? But let me ask you this. Let me go down to the football stadium today. When they make a touchdown, will it be okay if I get up on a loudspeaker and say, I think you people are getting carried away? You know why they're excited? That's their God. That's whom they chose to serve. The God of sports, yeah. Now you can believe it or not, folks, but I'm telling you, we have made a God out of our sports heroes. Huh? This wasn't in the script, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. This is free of charge, throwing it in. You know, this pitcher got 30 million a year. Oh, that's great. What a deal they got on him. This football player's getting $15 million a season. Man, he's worth every dime of it.
I don't know. It looked like to me, Brother Paul had a new pair of shoes today. He must really be getting a lot of money in there. Look like to me, might have bought a new tie.
Yeah, got this at Gables. I think it's $295. You like it? Van Heusen, what a deal. $295.
Huh? I don't really think he needs that $300.
Well, bless God, don't ride in it. That's all I know to tell you.
Hey!
What I'm trying to tell you is this. The world don't care what they give their gods. They pay hundreds and thousands of dollars. Are y'all listening to me? They pay $500 and $1,000 and $2,000 and $3,000 and $10,000 and $40,000 for box seats at a football game. And it's a stinking tithe. They wouldn't give a dollar to see an ant eat a bale of hay in a church ground somewhere. Woo! Come over here now. My God, you pass the offering plate. I got to take so many offerings at that church. Oh, that church wants a bunch of money all the time to pass the offering. My God, have mercy. Nobody's standing in a football game complaining about the thousand. Come on here. What is it? They love their God. And they're willing to give all. Give us a desire. Give us a love. Give us a burden. Give us a joy. Give us a worship for the God of heaven. One more time. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. I've got to hurry. Oh, my Lord, I've only got 10 more minutes here. What do I need to cut out here? Hallelujah. Listen to me. When I went down, I told you, I went to get that steeple off my uncle's church there, of Brother Powers' church. They've converted that to a Buddhist temple. Let me tell you something right now. The kids don't run through that church. They don't. Hello? They don't come around chewing gum like a cow chewing its cud. Huh? They don't stick their candy wrappers in the floor in that Buddhist temple. You take your shoes off. You cover your head. You walk reverently in while the big fat Buddha sits up there. Sit around there and chant, carry on. Some big old fat Buddha sitting up there. My God, they want to put me on a diet and worship Buddha. I don't know what's going on here. Woo! Hey! Let me move on. What's it all about? You know what it is? They chose their God. That's the God they love. That's the God they... I wonder, it makes me wonder, does anybody here love God? Does anybody love the Lord? Does anybody love Jesus? Is there a song? Is there a dance? Is there a shout? Is there a hallelujah? And of those who say they love the God of heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! I've got something to sing about. I've got something to shout about. I've got something to run about. I've got something to dance about. I've got something to sing about. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the God of Glory. Lift your hands this morning. When are you going to retire? Like I told him, I'm not looking to retire. I'm looking to refire. Hallelujah. Woo! I said I'm looking to refire. And what our churches need is a baptism of holy fire, a baptism of holy enthusiasm, a baptism of joy, a baptism of worship, a baptism of praise, a baptism of glory. Hallelujah. For the King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords. And the God of heaven. Hey, listen, listen. Listen to me. It's no small wonder. I said, it's no small wonder. Your neighbors don't want what you got. I don't want it either. I said, I don't want it either. Treat your wife like a dog. Talk to your husband like a dog. Scream and holler and throw pots and pans. Never got a kind word for nobody. Huh? I don't want what you got. Mean as a copperhead. Huh? Hateful. Nasty. Keep that. I don't want it. Well, I tell you what. I got something I'd like to tell you about. The Prince of Peace, the King of Glory, the God of Heaven, hallelujah, the God of Peace, the Great I Am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the healer, the deliverer, the baptizer, great God, the Savior of a lost and broken world. I'd like to recommend to you something, amen, I'd like to recommend to you someone, His name is Jesus. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? Woo! That the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, there is no searching of His understanding. He is not faint. He does not grow weary. Even the use of faith and the young men utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, glory. I got to hurry. I got to say a little bit more. My God, y'all got to give me a little more space. Can you spare me 10 more minutes? Who give me 10 more minutes? All right. My God, give me 10 more minutes. Call them and tell them you'll be a little late. But yeah, hallelujah. Listen, I've got to say this. Listen to me. Millions, multiplied millions. Are bowing down to statues of Mary. They've got St. Christopher on their dash. And St. Dominic and St. Jude and St. Thomas. Huh? Hello? Come on now. And they have poured, probably the richest church in the world is a Roman Catholic church. Worship Mary and worship the Pope and worship, go through rituals. And they miss the reality of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But they are devoted. Do you hear me? They've got all across this country and even more so in foreign countries. You know, nuns and someone help me. I guess the pre-monks, thank you. That's monks, you know, that give, you know, take a vow of celibacy. They don't live in monasteries. You know, they chose their God. I said they chose their God. Say, all right, everybody come back to church tonight. Well. Call about 6:25. Well, Pa, the dog's got an infected toenail. Well, I'll have to stay home and take care of it. Huh? Pastor, Susie's got a runny nose. The whole family have to stay home to blow it. You know I'm right. Come on now. My God. Hey, listen. I say, where is our devotion to the God of heaven? Where is our enthusiasm for the God of glory? It's no wonder we can't fill our churches. It's no wonder folks don't want to come. Amen. Some of you just been drugged here today by the hair of your head. Yeah. That went over like a lead balloon. I gotta hurry, dear God. Oh, dear Jesus, I'm nowhere near done. I've gotta quit. Listen, I got 10 more minutes. Listen, I'm gonna tell you something. Listen, your choice is gonna have eternal consequences. Eternal. Not just in this life. Oh, yeah. You're gonna face consequences in this life, but the choice you make bears with it eternal consequences. If you serve the Lord, He's promised a home in heaven. Hallelujah. Streets of gold, walls of jasper, gates of pearl. Whew. A city where folks never grow old. Woo! Where sisters never get cancer. Where dads never die of old age. No graves in all that fair land. Not even a tear will dim our eye. No one up there will say goodbye. Woo! Shakamahakamahosa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a land that tears will never stain, where night will never come, where sorrows will never enter. My God. Woo! Hallelujah. My God, I get to talking about heaven. Oh, something inside of me says, yes, I chose the Master. I chose the right one. I chose the Son of God. I chose the Lamb of Calvary. Hallelujah. Who are you going to choose here today? Huh? I look around and I see those who've chose to serve sin and the devil. My God, look. I said, look. Look at the people whose lives, drugs, alcohol, tobacco, lust, and immorality have totally destroyed. Huh? I guarantee everyone here knows somebody, got a family member, knows somebody that drugs has destroyed. Alcohol has destroyed. Everyone over here knows somebody who died of lung cancer, heart disease. Huh? You chose to serve the wrong master, didn't you? Woo! Huh? Come on here now. You may take your drinking, your drugging, your smoking, your dipping, and your chewing. You may do that, and the devil won't say nothing about it. But I dare you, I dare you to light one of them cigarettes in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this cigarette. While I suck in carcinogens and stop my lungs and my liver. I dare you to do it in the name of the Lord. Put a chaw in your jaw in the name of the Lord. Huh? Oh, y'all looking at me funny now, aren't you? Huh? I dare you to tip up your bottle of wine and whisker, get drunk as a hound dog in the name of the Lord. Hey, if you're going to choose masters, if you're going to serve the Lord, hallelujah, everything you do, he said, everything you do in word or deed, do in the name of the Lord. If you can't do what you're doing in the name of the Lord, then you better change your masters, or you better get prayed through to serve the God of heaven. Oh, come on here and say amen. You know I'm telling you right. I said, you know I'm telling you right. I've got to hurry. Oh, God, please forgive me. Why not choose Jesus? He alone can save. Not Joseph Smith, not the Catholic Church, not Lighthouse Full Gospel Church, not the Baptist Church. No, no, no. Only Jesus Christ, God's Son, can save you from sin. Amen. Only He alone, amen, loved you enough to leave the portals of glory and the ivory palaces and down a cross to give you life and give you life more abundantly. I've got to close. I read the story of a very wealthy man. He had a man that served him for years and years and years and years. Was just a faithful servant. The rich man died. He only had one son, and this boy died at a very early age. They got to have an auction this mansion, all of you. The guy was wealthy beyond what you could imagine. And so, the first thing the auctioneer said, we've got a picture here we're going to auction off first before we get to the other things. Bought out this old picture. It wasn't very well painted. You know, it wasn't some masterpiece. It was just somebody that's, you know, done a little painting somewhere of this little boy. So the auctioneer began to bid. The only one that bid on it was the old servant. The auctioneer said, we all down? We all in? Everybody? He said, the auction's canceled. They said, oh, what's the deal? He said, well, the will says here, whoever buys the painting of the Son gets the rest. Woo! Hallelujah! He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. Oh, glory! If you want to live, you've got to choose the Son. If you want to have life, you've got to choose the Son. If you want to go to heaven, you've got to choose the Son of God, the Master, the Redeemer, the Lord, the Savior. You've got to choose Him. Comes with it. A life of peace and joy and rest, happiness, contentment, goodness and mercy. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning. Thank you this morning, Master, for your word and your will. And your way. Oh, because you love me. And because you touched me, I have life. Oh, God. The writer said, he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son hath not life. God's salvation's not in churches, shaking preacher's hand, being baptized in water, observing days, weeks, or months. It all comes in faith, through faith, and the finished work of Calvary. He and He alone can set men free. He and He alone can break the chains of sin. He and He alone can give life. God, there are men and women here today that have chose the wrong master. Their lives are broken. Their health is broken. Their minds are tormented by the power because they chose the wrong master. The devil has almost destroyed them. But God, today, I'm going to give those same people a chance to choose another master. I'm going to give him a chance to choose another God. The God of heaven. The God of life. The God of mercy. The God of hope. The God of all peace. Help someone to choose.